I'm Rona Renner, and I'm here with Jason Brand to discuss the Digital Diaries series. We've covered a lot of ground in these podcasts, looking at the tech lives of 2 to 5 year olds and their parents. We've looked at the research, helped parents set limits, and also explored things that parents might actually want to encourage when it comes to gadgets, games, sites, and devices. In this segment, we're going to look at specific internet protection software like AVG Technologies Family Safety and the role that monitoring and filtering can or should play in helping families with small children. And again, there are families that don't want to use any of these technologies and they don't want their kids online, and there's nothing wrong with that at this age. But let's start with the ideal environment if parents are happy to have their kids using technology. What would that look like, Jason, for the 2 to 5 year old?
We want to know what kids are watching and interacting with, especially when it comes to appropriate content, that they can't wander off into areas that aren't pre-approved by parents, and that they have limits on their screen times. And in an ideal world, all this would happen across every screen, and there are a lot of them now.
Well, this is good because young kids don't always comprehend the safety rules that we're starting to teach them at a young age. And I want to mention, I heard about connectsafely.org. They're really a good site and good articles to help parents figure out more about internet filters. Are there reasons why parents maybe don't want to use internet safety tools?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, if parents decide to use these or not, it's really a judgment call. I see families where they say, no way are we not going to have internet safety software on our computers. I mean, we put locks on our doors and we put alarms on our cars. And then there are other parents who say, you know, I don't want the computer keeping my kids safe. That's something that moms and dads should do.
Interesting. And it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. I also think, Jason, maybe sometimes parents don't use these programs because they just don't understand how to use them. They don't understand what's best. I'm sure I've been in that circumstance.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all, but if there is a one-size-fits-all piece here, it's that, you know, parents need to be involved. And if they use monitoring or filtering software for their 2 to 5 year olds, that's great. And if they don't, that's fine too, as long as they're paying close attention. And yeah, I think you're right that, you know, just wrapping our heads around the idea that little kids are spending so much time with this stuff is something that we're all getting used to. And we really just haven't had the time yet to figure out the security options. But I do have to say that parents shouldn't be intimidated by this stuff, that they've gotten much easier to use.
Right. And they can get help to learn how to use this online and also with friends who might be using it. And I think you have to think about the kind of kids you have. There are some highly curious, quick learning, risk taking little ones, and they can wander away into programs online that they shouldn't be in, just like the kids who you can't turn your back on in the department store.
Yeah. Age and level of maturity is really important.
One thing that we've been talking about with 2 to 5 year olds is building a good, solid foundation at a young age. So what do security sites like Family Safety actually do?
For younger kids, the main features are that they can limit what kids actually look at online. So parents can pre-approve certain sites either by what they choose or by rating systems. They can also keep track of how much time kids are spending online, and they can watch out for inappropriate keywords. And in general, what these sites do is they do it for every gadget, game system, and computer that connects to the home network. And I would also say that technology is one of those take the long-term approach kind of things of life, and that issue around proper technology use are going to come and they're going to go and they're going to come back again. And the main thing is that parents are doing their research and that they have formulated some kind of approach, that they have taken the time and they can say, hey, this is how our family is going to deal with safety concerns that are out there in the digital world.
So it's not a substitute for parent involvement, but more of a parent assistant with extra eyes and ears. So do you have any final thoughts about this? Because it does seem like a smart thing to start early on. So it's just part of the whole system.
Yeah. One thing that preparing for this segment has made me realize is that there are so many options out there, from the actual safety settings on the operating systems of computers and devices to kid-friendly web browsers like KidZooey, and then more robust software packages like AVG's Family Safety. And I think that parents will feel better about handing over a gadget or opening a browser window after they've made an educated decision about internet safety programs that are right for their family.
So the main thing here is get in front of it, and don't forget to social network about these issues on and away from the computer, talk to other parents, find out what they use, and also tell relatives and other friends about your guidelines when it comes to gadgets, games, computers, and devices. If we're going to make the digital places truly safe for little ones, it's going to take not only internet safety software, but also families and communities working together. Jason Brand, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research and providing valuable services and information to families.